Corporate America looks for profits.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring their new, more personalized Delta.com. You can see what's new at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And let's start with the numbers. Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 16 points or 0.1% at 14,630. The NASDAQ also up 0.1%, and same with the S&P 500. Corporate earnings are starting to trickle out, and here to help us figure out what is going on is Julie Niemann, analyst with Smithmore & Company. She's with us from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Okay, so we've got Alcoa coming in better than expected and Cargill saying that its profits fell 42%. What's going on with corporate earnings season so far, Julie?
Well, the positive for Alcoa was they had good demand in automotive and airplanes. Those are big capital expenditures. We see a rise in automotive industry because people are basically replacing a very aged fleet. Their profit margins are very good as well, good cost containment and everything. But they have lower than expected revenue because of a very uncertain economic outlook. And that's what's going to pervade most of earnings coming in now. We've gotten most of our earnings increases due to very good profit margins. Everybody is highly productive. They're doing more. They're doing it better. They're doing it for less. But you can only squeeze so much blood out of that turnip.
Right.
And then bottom line, you have to have top line growth, demand.
And that's what we haven't seen, I guess. And the question is, you know, if you take that together with a survey that came out today that shows small business optimism is falling, I wonder, have we found a way to get consumers to start really buying again?
We really haven't, because global growth is really anemic, very much at best here. For all the rest of us, it's a very, very sluggish economy. When you don't see job expansion and people are still uncertain as to whether they're going to keep their jobs, they're not out there spending as they had in the past. 70% of our economy depends on consumer spending, and consumers are still being cautious. They're replacing some, but this is a whole scenario of keeping global growth very, very modest at this point.
Julie, I'm waiting for the day when some news comes out that you're happy about, that you see, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel in the economy.
And in about 4 or 5 years, we're going to have a lot of wonderful things to talk about.
Julie Niemann, analyst with Smithmore & Company. Thanks as always.
You bet.